And I think the future of the talking newspaper depends upon two things. More people are being registered blind than ever before. Most of them are over 65 and therefore need their hearing comes into the question, and they still need to use the domestic tape recorder, which is the most popular form of medium. And the fact that volunteers are still available, although they too are changing as they age, volunteers for this particular service have never dwindled. I don't think it will become a professional service, as in Sweden, but who's to know? I think the need is clearly shown. We need talking newspapers. We have a form of talking newspapers that have been remarkably successful, spread right throughout the country. I can go to Northern Ireland or even Southern Ireland and find talking newspapers. And once people know that I or other senior members of the association are in the area, we need always get invited. But it spread right through the countries, through Wales, through Scotland, and through England, right throughout Great Britain. And I think that the talking newspaper, in one form or another, will outlive most of us.